Okay, Wednesday evening, 6/22/22. Discipline in the thought life is what we're going to look at tonight. We'll look at 1 Timothy. Chapter 4. Starting with verse 1 there. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt save thyself and them that hear thee. So the scripture that I really want to hone in is this one. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. How was Eve deceived? Did she hear something counter to what God has said? Absolutely. And then we see in Genesis 6 where it came to in such a short time. Yeah. Let's just look over there at Genesis 6. How did he deceive Eve? Her thoughts. Okay, Genesis 6. Verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them. You know, I just thought about something, all this narrative going on out there about all the people that were there before. Instead, at the beginning, trying to change the Bible, change what's said. It says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. In other words, God started to see what these fallen entities were doing with mankind, and he said, I'm going to give 120 years and I'm going to wipe it out. That's what he did. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty. Men which were of old, men of renown. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, the thoughts of his heart, was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air. For it repenteth me that I have made them. So everything that he had made, Satan made sure it was desecrated. Yeah. Well, we see over Matthew 24, Jesus told the disciples that as the day of Noah was, so will it be when he comes again. This is Matthew 24. Noah was the only one that didn't buy into the narrative. Well, 36. But in that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Yeah. We sit in that day, don't we? We're absolutely there. All right, in the strong, seducing means roving as a tramp, an imposter or misleader. All right, and with that, let's go to 1 Peter. Verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, sounds like that tramp, doesn't it? As a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Yeah. Did Eve resist? Doesn't appear so, does it? Oh. Did those in Noah's day resist? One did, Noah. Yeah. Doctrines of devils. Doctrines of devils. This is what I wrote down. The New World Order. Beast system narrative. Their systems have completely infiltrated just as in the day of Noah. The military industrial complex. Experts in war. Taught them to use metals to make weapons. This is in Enoch and we're going to read it in a little bit. Medical system and big pharma, cutting of roots, witchcraft, sorcery, and black magic. Like that video that I shared with y'all yesterday. That young woman, that demon talking through her, he gave it all away. I don't know who that minister was, but he knew what he was doing, didn't he? He gleaned everything he could out of him to bring the truth of what the medical system is. It's black magic. And I've been saying this for a long time. The Lord's been showing me this since I stood in that department store that day buying undergarments. And he said, this campaign, it's propaganda. When I went to that museum in Dallas, this medical, he said, their tests are trickery. You get in line, you take the test, and when your number's up, it's up. The one ahead of you might be negative. The next one's positive. It's like playing the crap table at whatever. Is it crap? Where are you going? Anyway, it's gambling. Shooting whatever that is called. Yeah. Crap. I'm not saying I'm, you know, I'm just making a point here. It's like you're taking your life. It's like Russian roulette. You're taking your life in your hands when you go. People go. And they come away from there. They were feeling fine and everything seemed to be great. And they went in and now they've got 6 months to live. What does that narrative do? Most people, they buy it hook, line, and sinker, take their poison, and they die. It's all a scam, y'all. All right. Idolatry, cannibalism, fornication, and transgenderism. See, evidently, even the animals had to be knocked off because they had messed with the animals, mixing them with humans and mixing, you know, God said, this is the way I want you to do it. You don't mess with kinds. Not even with your cattle, not even with your fabrics, not even. But the devil's bound and determined to mix everything up. That's what the transgender agenda is about. And I'm telling you, those skanky old drag queens, they're just looking for, you know what, transgender prisons and women come up pregnant. Oh, who knew? I don't think there's really that many. I think they're just looking for something. Looking for an advantage to rape. Rape our kids in the classroom. I'm sure it was bad then, but I think it's worse now because the whole world has been infiltrated by this awful, awful, you feel like you've been vomited on. Okay. How did it get this bad? Genesis 6:5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. These people, whether they be human, hybrid, I don't care. They don't sleep at night trying to think of ways to hurt us, make us uncomfortable, steal from us, destroy us, kill us. This is going on. This has been going on since we were born. How did we get so depraved and so bad? Thoughts. The narrative being pushed. Slowly but surely they've pushed it. I mean, it's gotten so bad that even the homosexuals are standing up and speaking out against the drag queens. In fact, yesterday I heard a drag queen speak out saying, you're a nut as a conservative parent to let your kids into a place where these drag queens are. They have no business there. He said, it's a lot of sexual stuff going on and depravity. You don't want your kids in any of this. And he is a drag queen. When it gets so bad that even they think it's bad, it is bad. I respected him for doing that. All because of the imagination of man was only evil continually. Do you think it's important what you think? That's what I read to you at the very first, in 1 Timothy. He's exhorting us to hold to the things. Let's go back there. We need to revisit it. What was it? 1 Timothy 4. I want you to hear this. You've been hearing me say this, some of you longer than others, but you've been hearing me say this, and you think it's a little thing, and you think maybe, well, that's silly. But I'm telling you, this is part of this system trying to turn you away from God and His ways to the world. Right here. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. How do you think we got here? Subtleties, not just in your face. If it had come at us just in our face,
it would have been easier for us to combat it, but it was so subtle, that sneaky serpent. And this is how he did it. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. And commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them, which believe and know the truth. You think that's not tainting you? Yes, it is. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable in all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. So he's saying, you better go after God's word and what it says, and it's laid down and it's sound doctrine. Whether you believe it or not, you'll get there instead of letting all this garbage in. These subtleties that start turning you from the true. Like, hath God said? Oh, but this. We've got a new something or another. You know, the fountain of youth. Or whatever. You hear it all the time, even in the truther movement. All they do is push health and wellness products. They're making money at your expense. The truth is free. You know what? The truth is free. Oh, well, I can't stay on this channel if you don't support me. Then you need to go off. Okay. Keep going here. A transgender in every school to ruin every child. Vaccines so that whoever takes them will be sick, die, or be sterile. They're wanting to give them now to babies. That means they'll never reproduce. See, this is the Georgia Guidestones. They're out to kill 13 out of 14 people on the earth. They're trying to get it down to 500 million. They're still going after their agenda. They're not going to stop till they're dead. All right? You think they haven't stayed up all night every night to think about more heinous things? Like burning down all our food factories and building factories that manufacture crickets? Now, we've read some labels. Jackie and I one day was reading labels at the grocery store. It's been a year or so ago. And it shows cricket protein and all that in it. They are putting insects in our food. Yeah, they're going to have steak and lobster in their underground city. They say, this was Situation Update yesterday, the same one that had the demon-possessed girl on it, that they found 100 years worth of food that could feed the world for 100 years underground. And that's what they're going to feed us. That's what, when all the shortages are and all this stuff and they're having to clean up our food supply, that's where our food source is going to come from. All the best stuff in the world that they were going to dine on while we were dying up here, that's what we're going to have. Has Haman been hung on the gallows? You betcha. All right, let's keep going. Satan's lies and false narrative have gotten us into the world we now live in. All right, Romans chapter 1. If you come across a homosexual and they say it's not in the Bible, then you take them. No, it's not in the New Testament. I've heard that. It's not in the New Testament. One day a lady asked me that. Her son was homosexual. And I said, oh, yes, it is. I said, Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has showed it unto them. They know. Boy, do they know. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. They know this day is coming, and they know that day is near. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. They've been enticed by Satan. And their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. See, it's really mainly homosexuality has been more about the men, especially the transgenders, more about the men. Now you see the women turning. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which they meet. Well, what's the main thing wrong with that? What God makes will procreate. They can't. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Hey, that's one day just watching anything on social media. They can mock God all they want. But that reckoning day's coming. It's soon here. All right, here's God's plea to the people of this place. All right, this is Job 36. He's given them a warning. All these horrible people that have died, or creatures, or whatever they are, that are in hell today, just like the rich man, well, send somebody to my brother so they won't have to come to this awful place. Jesus said, well, they wouldn't listen to them even if someone rose from the dead. There's Moses and the prophets. Let him listen to them. They'd sure have a different tale to tell today if they came back. All right, verse 10. He opened also their ear to discipline and commanded that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. But the hypocrite in heart heap up wrath. They cry not when he bindeth them. They die in youth, and their life is among the unclean. He delivereth the poor in his affliction and openeth their ears in oppression. Even so would he have removed thee out of the strait into a broad place where there is no straitness. And that which should be set on thy table should be full of fatness. But thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. Judgment and justice take hold on thee. Because there is wrath, beware, lest he take thee away with his stroke. Then a great ransom cannot deliver thee. See, they make their choice. They've made their choice. Strong's here. The word discipline means chastisement, reproof, warning or instruction, also restraint. If I could say anything about our society today, it's unrestrained. People, a lot of Christians, instead of renewing their minds with God's Word, spend their free time on disciplining themselves, on exercise, clean eating, doctor's visits. They think that cleanness is next to godliness. It's a big lie. That's not in the Bible, by the way. When you keep your mind right, your body will be right. Get a hold of that. Why would the enemy come against our minds so much? Because that's where we create, we imagine. Just like God did. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. It was like He was brooding over it, forming a picture so that when God said it appeared. All right, that's why. All right. When you keep your mind right, your body will be right. It's not the other way around, believe it or not. This form of godliness has no power behind it. It's a dead end. It just keeps you occupied while Satan steals you blind, destroys you, and finally kills you. Matthew 6:33. Y'all know this. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I like Amplified. It says, His way of doing and being right, then all these things added together shall be given unto you. This is about putting on the mind of Christ. And in this day and hour, you got to keep it. You have to keep it on. I'm telling you. You have to keep it on 24/7. Let's turn over now to Philippians 3. The people we see today are reprobate concerning the faith. They hate Christians worse than anybody. Philippians 3:13, Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. See, He's got to help us stay in line that we don't start to sway, or we don't start to look where we don't need to look. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. See, we need leaders in the church that will walk the walk so many the others can follow. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. It's not in the power of big pharma. For many are going to die and lose out with God because the injection they were tricked into taking, which it's been an agenda since we were born. Even then they were pushing this agenda. And this shot, it's been all shots. God is the restorer of your body. It is He that will, before we rise and fall. It's not before the system. Okay? I'll read a few more scriptures. 2 Corinthians 11. They've been working this program for a long time. And everybody's fed up with it. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Let me see how, okay, 15, that's good there. Yes, we are in as the days of Noah. No doubt. I want to read to you just a little portion out of Enoch.
It lets you see what Jesus is talking about. It's a shame they took this out of the King James Version, because it really gives insight. All right.
And it came to pass, when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, the children of the heavens, saw and lusted after them, and said one to another, Come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and beget us children. And Simjaza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, Let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together, and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon, and they called it Mount Hermon, because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And all the others, together with them, took unto them wives, and each chose for himself one, and they began to go in unto them to defile themselves with them, and they taught them charms and enchantments, and the cutting of roots, there's your medical system, and made them acquainted with plants, and they became pregnant, and pharmaceutical, big pharma, and they bare great giants whose height were 3,000 ells, who consumed all at the acquisitions of men, and men could no longer sustain them. I heard someone talking the other day, this woman, she was talking about that they have seen these giants. In some places, these giants come out, other countries. And some of them are 19 feet tall. That they've been living underground. I don't know about the truth of all of that, but I'm thinking, oh, Lord. 3,000 ells, that's about 30 feet. Who consumed all the acquisitions of men, and when men could no longer sustain them, the giants turned against them and devoured mankind. They said these giants have red hair, like the one they killed in Afghanistan. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish. I told Danny I saw a deal where it was washed up on the beach. These people were just standing around it. It looked like a black woman from the waist up, and from the waist down, she was a dolphin, but it was turned this way. And you could tell she was just acting like a fish, needing water. I'm going, that. But this is what it looked. And they began to sin against birds and beasts and reptiles and fish, and devour one another's flesh and drink the blood. Then the earth laid accusation against the lawless ones. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them, and bracelets and ornaments, and the use of autonomy, which is working with metals. And the beautifying of the eyelids and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring tinctures. There's your military-industrial complex right there. They learned war. They learned to kill. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication. And they were led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Simjaza taught enchantments at root cuttings. Aramorous, I guess it's Armorous, the resolving of enchantments, witchcraft, taught astrology and the constellations, knowledge of the clouds, or your weather warfare, signs of the earth and signs of the moon. The space, fake space crap. And Siriel, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth and lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. And they said one to another, The earth, made without inhabitant, cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. Now to you, to the holy ones of heaven, the souls of men, make their suit, saying, Bring our cause before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of God, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all the generations of the ages. And thy name, holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou, and all things are naked and open in thy sight, and all things thou seest, and nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what these angels have done. I'm not going to go into their sentencing. This is what's happened. This is what's coming. All right. And God said that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. They bought the lie. These are the seducing spirits and doctrines of devils in the last days to get people off of the Word of God and get you to buy other narratives. Now, people that don't know about the spirit-filled walk, they don't know about protecting their minds and their thoughts, you know, say they're nominal, more like the mainline denominations, the Catholic faith and other things like that. They buy this stuff hook, line, and sinker. And they don't have any defense. All right. Heart here, 3820 in the Strong's, the feelings, the will, and even the intellect. Right here, the heart, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart is only evil continually. Feelings, the will, and even the intellect. Proverbs 21:5, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness. All right, turn over to Isaiah. We have to remain diligent. We can't lay down. We can't allow Satan and his narrative to infiltrate. All right. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Today I received a letter in the mail, and it was a lady asking questions about the end time and different things and quoting some scriptures, and it sounded like she was really curious, but at the end of the page, I saw jw.org. Well, that's JehovahsWitness.org. And so I have the lady's name, and so I just broke that spirit off of her, and I'm thanking the Lord that this lady has come to the knowledge of the truth. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens, see, that's how you become born again. You got to let loose of those ungodly thoughts and embrace God's thoughts. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. See, we have to exchange our thoughts. Because that's the target. That's where Satan hits us, isn't in our thoughts. All right, Isaiah 65:2. I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. But you know, really, it's not their own thoughts. Satan's narrative. People think, I'm my own whatever. No, you're not. There's two masters. You're either serving one or the other. There's not any in between. Get this, please. You're not what you eat. You're what you think. You are not what you eat. You are what you think. This is Proverbs 23:7. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Stop wasting time and money on that will really do nothing to help you. This is all the beast system to keep you distracted. Look here, not here. He is a con artist. We just can't forget that. He's that roving tramp. That's what they are. They're con men. They're there to scam you and steal from you. I used to think that if I just said things enough that it would happen. But I realized a few years ago that it had everything to do with your thought life. A disciplined thought life. All right, James 1. Verse 2. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Why? Because if you will do that, you'll go to God's zone, gun zone. Because it's in those times of temptation, that's where the devil targets you, right here. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. See, that's another reason to go to joy. So you keep your mind right. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What's a double-minded man? A man with two minds. One day he's walking with the world, the next day he's walking with the Lord. You know what this equals? Zero. They're going to get anything done. 1 foot one place, 1 foot another. No, you got to make a choice. You can't serve two masters. Matthew 6 says. All right, we're going to read a few scriptures of Paul. Paul had a lot to say about the mind, a lot of it. All right, Romans 1:28. I read that a while ago, but we'll read this one scripture. Romans 1:28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Just think about it. Just think about the homosexual lifestyle. And just think about the transgender lifestyle. It has to be torture. I think they're probably the most tormented, most suicidal, most unhappy people, because the devil has twisted them up like a pretzel. I mean, a man to not be a man, but be a woman? You talk about twisted sister. Oh, awful. All right, Romans 7. I just know, I've known a few homosexuals that, you know, through getting hair done and stuff, that just were really, really nice guys. But there's just always something about them that just makes my heart cry. You can just tell, they're just of all men most miserable. All right, Romans 7:23. Paul said this, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Paul had a handle on it. All right, Romans 8:5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. What it means to mind the things of the flesh? Your thoughts. Most people don't just intend to go out and commit adultery. They put some thought to it. Or something else. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But if ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by a Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For we live after the flesh, we shall die. Ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's why it rankles me when I hear these people say, well, we're all children of God. Oh, no, we're not. No, we're not. Maybe naturally born after Adam, after the flesh, but not in the Spirit. Being born in the Spirit makes you a son of God. All right, keep going. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's renewing your thoughts. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Okay, let's keep going here. Ephesians 4. There was so many. I just picked out a few. 4:23. It says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And I looked up those two words there because I was curious. Spirit there means human, the national soul, or superhuman like God or angels. The mind there means intellect, thought, feelings, and will. All right, Hebrews 8:10. All right, let's see. In context here, it's talking about the way it was under the law, that men worshipped at our earthly sanctuary. And so verse 10 says, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and cardinal ordinances imposed on them until the time of Reformation. So I want you to see that. We don't do that now. They did sacrifices and all that kind of stuff, all that natural stuff. But today we don't do that. Our worship is not in sacrifices. It's not in doing these rituals. They were all about cleaning cups and platters and what?
Thank you. Didn't you say 8:10?
Well, that sounded good. Yeah, it is 8:10. Right now I'm going... Okay. See, I'm used to improvising, being on TV so long. When you make a mistake, you just pick up like you never did, and you did. You meant for it to be that way. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. All right, mind there means deep thought. Heart there means thought, feelings, or the mind. Okay, 1 Peter 1:13. Peter says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. There's coming a time that we're going to say, oh, like the Lord has spoken to us, you're going to be so glad you stuck with it. Even though it's been difficult, and you struggled, and it's been hard on us, not going the way of the world, but going his way, there'll be a day you'll say, oh, I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad that I didn't succumb. Yeah. All right. Did I read 1 Peter 13 to y'all? Yeah, gird up the loins of your mind. All right. The next one is Revelation 17. These are the ones that have succumbed to the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. In other words, they all think the same way. All of them. Mind there means opinion or resolve. Those who are just looking for another system like we've lived under are missing the point. Some of the truthers out there, it's all about all the med beds and all these things that are coming. To me, isn't it just swapping another failed system for another? That bothers me. One medical system for another. This is about the kingdom of God and God's ways of doing things. And that's in every area. The kingdom of God. Like I said before, when this wickedness is gone, our health is going to spring forth speedily. And it will be supernatural. It won't be because of some med bed. See what I mean? People's change. They got to have their minds changed to embrace this new kingdom that's come, and not med beds and more medical things, just more higher technology, but God's ways. We got to know God's ways. That's not God's ways. All right. God's way of doing things in every area that Satan has infiltrated. We will have to think like God, mind the things of God for this to happen. There's going to be a lot of people who's going to need teaching because the church hadn't learned anything but to just not do anything. Wait for the rapture. That's what they're doing. So what's the church has got to be trained. Those who make it through are going to have to be changed, and the world's going to have to be changed to God's way of doing things. And this is the kingdom of God. And this is where we're going. All right, let's keep our minds right. All right. Yeah.